Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
Sunday, September 2nd, 2018. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, Season 2. Brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, none other than the birthday boy himself, Sir Hakeem Nuba. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a blessing, doctor. It's a blessing. I wish you many, many more and many, many more, brother, and many, many more.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is a blessing to be before you on this evening. Know that God is moving. God is present. God is blessing. He's doing everything that we think and we want him to do on this evening. All we have to do, my friends, is stay out of God's way. Let God have his way in your life, in your marriage, in your situations, in all circumstances. And I promise you that if you allow God to have his way, I can guarantee you, if you allow God to have his way, that you will start to see things that you've never seen before. I'm a living witness to what happens when you allow God to have his way. If it would have been my way, I would be in Hollywood right now as a movie director and filming some good movies and directing movies, and that would have been my thing. But God said, no, son, I got something else for you to do. And a lot of times when God tells us he has something for us to do, he doesn't show us. He shows us the end result. This is for somebody. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He shows us the end result. With him showing us the end result, he never shows us the beginning or the middle, because if he shows us the beginning or the middle, we would not want to do what God has called us to do. God shows us the end result of everything because it is simply put that this is what can happen if we allow God to have his way. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. That is 646-787-1798. If you want to talk, all you have to do is press the number 1, and you will be placed in queue, and when it's your time, amen, you will talk with the pastor. God is so good. I'm so excited because I just feel God's presence all over everything, amen. But I always like to open up my show with a word of prayer. Amen. So let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for just blessing us, Father, for just showing up in our lives and showing out. Father, you woke us up this morning. That's the first blessing, Father, and we just thank you. Too many times, Father, we take that one little thing for granted, Father. We think that we're going to wake up and start our day. But, Father, we just thank you first and foremost for giving us life, Father, giving us life. After that, Father, everything else is just part of the process. So, Father, we just praise your name right now for everything else that goes on in our life, because we know, Father, if you woke us up this morning, that you have already deemed our day to be blessed. You have already set our feet on solid ground, Father, and as long as we walk with you, we don't have to worry about nothing. In fact, Father God, I know for a fact within myself, Father, that every day that I wake up and I'm able to move my fingers and move my toes, that I'm already blessed, and I don't care whatever else happened in my life, because so long as I have my King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. I ask, Father, that you would bless Brother Hakim. We thank you for him, Lord, for his willingness, for his knowledge. I also ask that you would bless Sister Michelle, Father, our leader of this network. Continue, Father, to show favor in her life. Know, Sister Michelle, that it's not fair, but it's called favor. Father, I ask that you will continue to bless me, your servant. Take me higher and higher, Father, as I proclaim your word to this world. Take my preaching higher, my teaching higher, my prophetical gift, take it higher. Whatever you have to do, Father, take me higher. Take me higher. I thank you. I honor you and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited, overjoyed. I am happy. I hope that you are too. I always say that it is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. A shoulder for someone to lean on. That's my job. I love you all so much that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see you all happy. Because so long as God fused me with life, I will continue to show you what a servant of God is all about. For a second, I want to touch on a testimony. Trusting in God at all times, at all times, not just when times are getting good, but at all times. There are times in our lives that God calls us to do something and we don't want to do it. We feel that we deserve better. We feel that we have worked hard enough and God, I've been faithful to the little things, and your word says you'll make me master over big things. So, Father, I have been faithful over this little stuff, and you promised me this, and so I'm standing on your word. So, Father God, I know that you're going to give me this big blessing that I've asked for, that I've worked for, that I deserve, that I've earned. But what happens when God says no? What do you do in your life when you deserve it, but there's no? Do you still trust and believe in the Almighty? Or do you humbly sit there and say, Father, I'll wait until you say yes? You see, we have to learn to trust in God. Now, it doesn't mean that you know, when one falls into that area and it becomes a situation where they're questioning about this God, about, well, why didn't it come to me? It doesn't show a lack of faith. It's just saying, Lord, that I have worked hard and you promised me this, and I thought that this was coming to fruition. But sometimes it's the test if you will trust him? Will you trust me enough to do the things that you don't want to do, to go to places that you don't want to go? That's to somebody. Do a self-reflection of right now. And when you think about this, are you willing to go places where God sent you, even if you don't feel like you should be there? Are you that much of a servant that you will see God in any situation? What are you willing to do? Do you trust God enough to say, I'll go, even though I don't see this big picture of what you're doing, God, but I trust you enough that I'll go? I'm a living witness to trusting God, to go in places and doing things sometimes that you don't want to do. But when I call myself a servant of the Most High, that means that whatever his mouth says for me to do, whatever the word is that comes through to me for me to do, even though this earth, my earthly laws may say, you don't want to do that, I do it anyway. Because trusting God, when you trust God, there is a blessing waiting for you. We say that we're servants. We say that we love him. But do you trust him? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign over your life? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign over your ministries? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign in the lives of your children? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign over your job? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign in your house? Do you trust him enough to let him have reign in your marriage? Do you trust him enough when he says, pick up your cross and follow me? That's my testimony. Today in church, we were blessed with 12 young people that decided to give their life over to Christ and to be a part of our great Zion. The Lord is blessing, but he's asking, do you trust him enough to know that he holds your life in his hands? For that preacher that's listening tonight, do you trust him? For that missionary or that lay person or the unchurched person that's listening, do you trust him? The one that's sitting here that's heartbroken, that don't know which way to turn, you don't know what's going to happen. You've been experiencing heartaches after heartache after heartache, and right now you have just experienced the most devastating news that you thought was, and you just knew that you couldn't move on. This news just put you down on the floor, and God is asking, do you trust him enough to deal with it? Do you trust him when there's no sunshine? Do you trust him when there's no rain? Do you trust him in the middle of the drought? God is asking. Preachers, do you trust him? Lay folk, do you trust him? You see, I could preach on that, but I got another sermon in my hands. We'll save that for another time, but that's the question that I want you to ask yourself. Do you trust him? I want to get right into my message for today. The scripture will come out of my favorite psalm, which is Psalm 91. And I want to start with verse 9. Psalm 91, beginning with verse 9. And it reads, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot even against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample that great lion and the serpent. But because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. For my subject today, because he loves. You will, a lot this season, you'll find that I will use Psalm 91 because it is a scripture that you can preach so many sermons off of. But I love Psalm 91 because it brings comfort to my spirit, comfort to my mind, and it reminds my soul of who God is. A few days ago, I was getting ready for work, and as I got into my car, I stopped at one of my favorite places to get me some coffee, which is Tim Hortons, and I saw a young lady digging in the trash. Something about that troubled my flesh and my spirit, and as I ordered my food, God told me to give it to her. And as I went around the corner, I didn't see her. But God told me that if I place her in your way, then give her the food. And as I went around to pull out of the parking lot, there she was. And as I gave her this bag, I reassured her that God loves her. She looked at me and smiled and said, oh, I know that he does. Again, my spirit was stirred, and I felt the hand of God fall upon me, and I knew that God was well pleased with me. This stranger and I felt a symbol of solidarity, a connection, a faith-filled love, and an unforgettable distinction that only God could give in the midst of a blessing. Because God loves us so much that it is the very reason why I serve him today. Because he loves us, we can reach for the stars. Because he loves us, we can do anything, anything in this world but fail. Psalm 91 is a closed and it is a closed case. David the king uttered the words about his father with great anticipation for the readers of his poem to align themselves with the same father that he has so richly become fond with. David urged the reader to know that first you must acknowledge God and accept his ways for your life. If you then accept his ways for your life, when things become a little hard for you, that you would have the right to hide under the shadow of the Almighty, and his wings will be your covering, and nothing will come up against you. Because God loves his people, he has promised that no matter what is thrown your way, that you shall not fall by the wayside. That if the arrows sting your body, it shall not overtake your life. But because he loves, when we face the world and the mess, the dirt, the arrows, the fire, the cold, the desert, the waves, and we still come out shining like pure gold. You see, I have learned about God's love, and even though 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, nothing shall befall me. Because you are loved, I am loved by the King, the one who gives his life, the one who said, greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world. Come on, somebody. That direct connection to God's unfailing love comes in the form of Jesus the Christ, the one who showed this world that it is because of his love to his Father, he walks this earth. I am convinced and reminded that Jesus had that same unconditional love for his people that God has. In fact, it is the same unconditional love that opened up the floodgates of heaven, that saved a wretch such as me, that when I should have been consumed by the lion, oh come on somebody, and that cobra, I found that I was able to tread upon their heads and nothing happened to my feet. No matter what they tried to do, no matter how much they tried to sting and tried to bite me, nothing happened to my flesh. Instead, I glorify God in the process because I know that God is the author, my beginning and my end, my Alpha and my Omega. And as long as I remember that it is all, as long as I remember this, because he loves me, that I can see and believe that tomorrow, that every day, as long as I know and believe that Jesus Christ loves me, I will promote that love and peace that surpasses all understanding. You see, I hear you saying, how does he really know that God loves him like that Bible says? I mean, I have been to hell and back, Pastor. I still can't see my way out of no way. Well, let me be the first to explain it to you like this. Picture yourself sitting, and you are interviewing God for the position of Lord and Savior over your life. Let's examine the resume of God. Adam and Eve were saved not because they were God's first power couple. It was because they sinned and fell short, and it was because God knew that through them the world might be saved. It was because he loved Noah that he allowed him to make an ark that was a football field and a half long in order to save his family. It was because he loved Abraham that he called him out of a pagan land. He called him and his family to be faithful servants, not because he had to, but because he first loved us. He loved a man named Moses, Aaron, and Joshua, and charged them to serve a nation that did not even believe in his saving grace. He was their groom, a to them, not because he had to, but because he loves. God took four major and 12 minor prophets and anointed their heads to preach the impending gospel to Israel in hopes that they would get their lives in order. He did not do this because he loves. He did because he loves. He took a man, anointed him with the power to give his life as a ransom to save many, and the disciples that were to follow, the power to save the world, past, present, and future, not because he had to, but because he loves us. I'm here to let you all know that God loves me. I say it every day, because when man forgets to love me, God always has my back. When I feel that God is so far away, I am reminded of Psalm 91, where he says, because my child has acknowledged my name, I will give him long life and satisfaction, and I will preserve him and keep him all the days of his life, because the blood of my son resides in him. It is the blood of Jesus that sustains our life force. It is our faith that keeps the blood warm. I urge you to align yourself with God, not because it is the right thing to do, not because he can save you, but I urge you to align yourself with God because God loves you. When you think about that, when you think about that God actually loves you, that should make you smile. That should put a smile on your face bigger than any human being telling you that they love you. When God says that he loves you, God said that I will give you everything that I have, everything for you to live by, everything for you to gloat on, everything for you to show somebody, everything for you to tell them how good I am. I'm here to let you know that if you want to know how good God is, let him love you. Open up your heart to God and see, won't he protect you from all the things that try to remove you from this world? There's somebody here right now, and you don't feel no love from anybody. I'm here to let you know that God loves you. God loves you. Dare I say, God hates the sin, but loves the sinner. If you find yourself knee-deep in sin and you do not know how to get out of it, I urge you to turn yourself over to the Almighty. There's no sin too big that he can't conquer. There's no sin too great that he can't erase. And there's no sin too big that he can't forgive. You see, it's somebody out there that needs to know that God is waiting for you. God wants to protect you. God wants to be that covering that you need. You think your family can protect you? They can't protect you like God can protect you. David knew it. David understood it. I understand it, and now it's time that you understand. God is calling us out. God is calling us out of the dirt to come into his marvelous light, to come in and to have our way in his life, in his ways. If we allow God to come in, if we allow God to set up shop, if we allow God to fix it, it'll be a Holy Ghost party. I'm here to let you know. Because Jesus loves me, I can walk across the field and not be touched by the thorns. Because he loves me, I can walk across a bridge and not see nothing under my feet. Because he loves me, I can jump with wings, amen, that'll sprout out and carry me on to the next mountain. Oh, yes, I'm here to let you know every round goes higher and higher. New levels, new devils. But guess what? So long as I have my king by my side, I'm not worried about nothing because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm not saying that they're not going to hit me. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt. I'm not saying that sometimes it's not going to stop me, but it shall not overtake my life. Too many times we sit there and say, ouch, it hurt, and I can't move on. But God is saying, trust in me. My angels have you. My angels are carrying you. And you're too busy worrying about the things that this world is throwing at you. Everything in this world belongs to the good master. I'm here to let you know. Satan's time is at an end. And if you desire to be on the winning side, it's time that you get yourself right with God. I'm not saying that every day is going to be peaches and creams for you. In fact, when you accept God in your life as your Lord and Savior, you better hit that ground running and you better run fast. But what I am telling you is that I just gave you a resume of God. And if he did it for them, if he pulled them through all the snares and all the pit traps and all the pitfalls and everything that tried to come upon them, if he could pull them through that, what will he do for you? Somebody needs to know that right now. That God sees your pain. God sees your suffering. God sees the issues. God sees all your circumstances. God sees all of the things that's been done to you. God knows all the pain that you've experienced. God knows all the setbacks that try to take you out. God knows when you have worked hard and you deserve that promotion and you get and you don't get it, but you see other people get it. God knows. But God says, that's only because I got something better for you. I got something greater for you, and you will experience greater later so long as you allow me to love you and so long as you acknowledge my name. When you acknowledge the name of God, breakthroughs happen. Blessings fall down. Supernatural blessings fall down. I'm not talking about those blessings that we get and we just say thank you, Lord. I'm talking about those blessings that come down that you know 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 come from the Lord. And it's a blessing like a brand new car that you don't have to pay a dime for. I'm talking a new way of talking, a new way of walking. Those type of blessings that are waiting for you. Don't you know that God can give you anything that you desire in this world? To the single mother, and you're crying. I urge you to turn to God. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. That single father, turn to God because he loves you, and he'll wipe the tears from your eyes. That wife and that husband who are not seeing eye to eye right now, together, turn to God because God loves marriage and he will see you through it. To that person who don't know where you're going, I urge you to turn to God because he loves you and he wants to direct your path. Now is the time. Turn to God because God loves you. And watch, won't he fix the situations of your life? Watch, won't he fix the problems that you face? Watch what God will do in your life on this day, right now. I urge you to turn to God because he loves you. Amen. I always like to close out my message with a chance for you to give your life over to God. If you are listening to this message and you don't have a firm grip on salvation, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, I ask that you will come into my heart. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe, Father, that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day. Now be the Lord of my life. You are my Lord. I am your child. Use me to the best of your ability. Touch me so that I may touch somebody else. Give me the words to speak to this dying world. I love you, Father. Please be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, I repent of my sins, Father. In Jesus' name, I remove the stain of sin from my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, you sincerely meant that you want to change, then salvation belongs to you. That means if you died this very second, you would go unto heaven. Now that's good news. Now, in order to keep your salvation, I challenge you to find a Bible-based church, be baptized, and live a life worthy of calling yourself a child of God. Teach somebody else, for thus saith the Lord, because he loves you. Amen. Amen. Brother Akim, do we have anybody on the line that may want to give a word?
Yes, we have a few people this evening, so let's go to our first caller.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend.
Good evening, Brother Darius.
Yes, I'd like to elaborate on Job 36 from your sermon from last Sunday when I was teaching Sunday school, and I just wanted to focus on the verse, Job 36, verses 10 through 11.
Okay.
He said he opened also their ear to discipline and commanded that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and years in pleasures.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome right there. That's good news. That's good news.
Yes.
And I said to turn from your wicked ways. To turn from your wicked ways. And when you turn from your wicked ways, God will show you stuff that you've never seen before. Amen. What
Amen.
Else you got for us, Brother Darius?
That was from when I was teaching Sunday school from last Sunday, and I didn't have time to elaborate on them key verses. I went back on with my lesson.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. So how was service for you this morning?
It was very good, and our pastor preached from Mark chapter 7. I have it in my bulletin, but it's Mark chapter 7.
Amen. That is awesome, Doctor. That's a true blessing.
And I told people maybe like a couple days ago, since like this year's gone so fast, that I said the first thing we had to do, we still got to personally, like for me, like this is football season, and I know I got my tickets to go to a game in Cleveland, but it's going to be the first one without my grandfather because this time last year he went to his last football game.
Mm.
The last one this time around last year.
Mm.
So I know it's coming.
Amen. But be ye comforted, Doctor, in knowing that his spirit is always around you and you know that he's in a better place and he's resting, and all you have to do, Doctor, is remember the good times that you guys spent together. Remember those good times, Doctor, and laugh about it and let the joy. Sometimes you find tears, you cry joyful tears, amen, but you know for sure where he is. And you know for sure that if he was here with you now, that he would be with you at that game. So just allow the good times to remember to ring in your mind. Bring them to the forefront of your mind. And don't be sad, brother, because he wouldn't want you to be sad. He wouldn't want you to be. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. And that's all I want to elaborate on today.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius, for always coming with a good word, son.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Amen. All right, Brother Akin, we ready for the next?
Yes, sir. Here we go.
All right. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, guys. This is me, Double J.
Hey, hey.
That was a good message. It was it's once again confirmation, and he does. I was looking at Joyce reading, listening to Joyce Myers earlier today. He does love us in spite of. I mean, we just a lot. You know, humanly, we just don't do right. And if without his love, we'd be in bad shape. So, I hope that whoever's listening. And whoever calls in is meditating on this word. I'll probably meditate on it throughout the week. Understand you have some good things happen at your church. Things are going good.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
And I want to say congratulations whenever you can bring somebody to the Lord or somebody can bring themselves to the Lord because of something you said or something you read. That's always a blessing. That's what we're supposed to do. So already, you know, it's just confirmation that you're where you're supposed to be at the time that you're supposed to be. And I believe that God put people in our path for a reason. We at a certain place at a certain time for a reason. And from you guys to HubMed to all the work that we're doing, I just want to make sure that we acknowledge and give Hakim Nuba a happy birthday today. Today is his birthday. He's very humble. He doesn't really put himself out there and, you know, make a big deal about it. But today is his birthday. I think he's, what, like 62 today?
I told him he was 33. Let's be honest.
Thank you so
don't
much.
Don't be shy, Doctor. Tell him you're 33 now.
Yeah, I can't. I've been waiting all day to come to this show, and I was going to do it on the news show, but I still might. This dude here is just really just awesome. He's just one of these people that just rise to the occasion through all kind of circumstances or whatever he goes through. He always shows up. He always shows up. So, you know, it's very few people and works hard. And then aside from that, just the dedication to just being a friend. So I am honored to be in his life, and I am glad that the Lord put him in my path. I wish you a happy birthday, a blessed day, many more, and I sure do appreciate you.
Thank you so much. She's trying to make me cry on air, y'all. So. I truly appreciate that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And you know, I've known Brother Akim now for just about we're in our second year, and I have to agree with double J there. You are a man's man, and I can only hope that some young man, your children and your children's children see the great man that you are, and I appreciate the fact mm-hmm. of your humbleness, you know, and, mm-hmm. And there are times that, you know, it gets down to the wire, and you never, you're never frantic. You're always the calm and cool person that I know you to be, and that there shows your character.
Yeah.
And so I agree with Sister Jenny here in saying that you are truly a blessing to this network. You are truly I don't know what I would do without you being here. So I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful to you.
Absolutely, and I know I bring like massive amount of work and extras to him, and he always rises to the occasion. So
amen.
I appreciate you.
Thank you both. I really appreciate that. Thank you for those
amen.
Kind words.
And just to give a little plug for next week, Sister Jenna, I didn't tell you about this, but I have a lot of my listeners always ask me about, they always say, we only hear them say good morning, good afternoon, sir, and we don't hear them too much until after the service. So next week, I will be interviewing Brother Hakim so that the people can get to know him a little better. And next week, he will be giving a word after the interview, a word of encouragement to the people, because more of my listeners want to know about the good Brother Hakim. So we're going to give them what they ask for, amen. So I am looking forward
to
this.
Show.
Amen. Amen.
No,
I'm looking forward to it.
And he's going to rise to the occasion. He's one of, he's a secretly, just so you know, one of these, he's really a nerd. He's really, he's a nerd with swag. Because he knows a little bit about everything. So whatever
you
bring
to
the table, he's going to be able to speak on it.
Hey, I'll tell you like this. Hey, doctor, I'm with you. I'm a nervous swag too, and I don't mind. I don't mind. I didn't work hard to get a 3.9 in school just to sit around here and have it for nothing. Hey, I'm tell you, I'm a nerd with you, doctor. But it's okay, because nerds are in these days, doctor.
Well, I appreciate it. It's going to be fun.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You see, it's good to get together like this and have a good time in the Lord, because we know that God is always working. He's always there. And for those of you who need to know about God, please give him an opportunity. Let God be the Lord of your life. If you allow God to have his say in your life, you will experience nothing but the greatness that he has to offer you. As we are winding down on this show, this will be the first time in a long time that we will have our music to play us out, amen, because we normally get down to the wire. But on behalf of the good brother Hakim Nuba, our leader, Double J, and myself, Pastor D. Townsend, you have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. God bless you, and God keep you.
Yours.